Welcome to another chapter of Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Clocks mark the passage of time, but sometimes, they do more than tell us the hour. Sometimes, they keep secrets, or warnings. Tonight's story follows a woman who inherits a clock that hasn't ticked in decades, until it suddenly starts again. This is, The Clock That Stopped. When Julia Bennett's grandmother passed away, she inherited just one thing, an ornate brass mantel clock. It was heavy, with delicate engravings curling along its edges and Roman numerals that seemed to have faded with age. Her grandmother had kept it on the living room mantel for as long as Julia could remember, but it had never worked. The hands were stuck at 3:15, unmoving for decades. It wasn't exactly Julia's style, but she couldn't bring herself to throw it away. So she placed it on the bookshelf in her apartment, a sentimental relic of childhood visits. For weeks, it sat there silently. Then one night at exactly 3:15 a.m., Julia woke to a sound she hadn't heard in years, the soft, rhythmic ticking of a clock. She sat up in bed, heart racing. The clock's hands were moving. The next morning, she examined it closely. No batteries, no winding key. And yet, it ticked steadily. By evening, she noticed something stranger. The clock wasn't keeping the correct time. Instead, the hands were moving towards 7:40. At exactly 7:40 p.m., the ticking stopped. That night, she got a call. A family friend had died in a car accident, at 7:40 p.m. Julia's skin prickled. It was coincidence, she told herself. Just bad timing. But the next time it started ticking, she couldn't ignore it. It happened again 3 weeks later. The clock ticked in the middle of the night, its hands crawling toward a specific time, 2:12 p.m. Julia couldn't focus all day. When the minute hand hit 2:12, she flinched. Her phone rang seconds later. Her co-worker Adam had collapsed at the office from a heart attack. He survived, but paramedics said the collapse happened at 2:12. Julia stopped sleeping well after that. She tried hiding the clock in her closet. She tried covering it. She even considered throwing it away, but she couldn't. Something in her gut told her she needed to keep it, to watch it. 1 month later, at 1:03 a.m., the ticking returned. This time, the hands moved quickly. Too quickly. The time it pointed to, 3:15 a.m. Her stomach turned. That was the exact time it had shown when her grandmother died. The ticking grew louder, almost frantic. Julia's chest tightened as she stared at it, unable to move. At 3:15, the ticking stopped. She was still alive. But she couldn't shake the feeling it hadn't been warning her about someone else this time. Now, the clock sits in her hallway, covered with a cloth. She hasn't looked at it in weeks. But sometimes, in the dead of night, she swears she hears the faint tick, tick, tick. And she wonders, when it starts again, will it be for someone else, or for her? Some clocks tell time. Others tell stories. And some, count down. Thank you for listening to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected. Join us next time for another story hidden in the quiet moments of everyday life.